This is Will's Band of the Week for December 3rd, 2017. Welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, and I'm all alone in Fourth Bedroom Studios. Yep, occasionally this happens. But here's the thing. The next podcast will be our end-of-year extravaganza. We are looking forward to this. We always do every year. And, of course, now we've got all the correspondence, so we'll have a series of Best of 2017 podcasts in the next few weeks. And it's really exciting. I'm not sure that we'll be able to do a podcast every week, but maybe, or close to it. And in any event, a whole bunch of end-of-year lists. And of course, send us yours, because it's always fun to see other people's lists and also to, you know, get caught up on some music that we might not have heard already. And of course, there's so much music out there, we are only listening to a fraction of it, of the potentially good stuff. So anyway, very cool. So, actually, I thought that I was going to be the only person on this podcast, and it would be terrible. Still might not be that great, but guess what? Guess what appeared in my mailbox earlier today? Good friend David has come through with a live report. So before we get to this week's bands, here it is.
Hi, I'm back with two live reports and a few random notes. My son and I went to see the Mountain Goats in Jersey City and the Hold Steady in Brooklyn. The Mountain Goats are touring behind the most recent record, which is Goths. And the Hold Steady were doing this thing they called Massive Nights, which is, of course, is a song of theirs. Four-night homestand, surprise openers, sold out many months in advance. And basically, these are both, as I think you can imagine, gatherings of the faithful. These are both indie rock veterans, as we say. And so, you know, the crowd consists of the truly hardcore. I don't think there's anyone who's indifferent to the Mountain Goats. You're either deep in the cult or you just have no feeling for them whatsoever. They are, in fact, the inspiration for a new podcast, which is called I Only Listen to the Mountain Goats. That gives you a pretty good idea of how deep some people are in. Myself, I probably have every legitimate record they've put out and a few other scraps and pieces. And I've seen them four or five times, so I guess I'm a member. Although four or five times doesn't really count as much in the way of fanaticism on the Craig scale, which goes into double and triple digits. Anyway, I have to commend the Mountain Goats show because basically I don't believe there's such a thing as a bad Mountain Goats show. But even on that scale, I think the full band that's participating right now is outstanding. And you know, they covered some, but not too much, of the new record, and the rest of the set list ranged all the way back, maybe 20 years. So it was comprehensive, and it was extremely well done. As for the Hold Steady, I don't think I was quite prepared for the onslaught there. I'd always heard them described as basically the world's most famous bar band, and I was expecting something a lot more laid back. They produced this wall of sound that would have been appropriate for a room four or five times the size of the one that we were in. And it was, as I say, it was I left a significant part of my hearing there. But in any case, this was the kind of sound and the kind of crowd that, you know, is yelling out the words to every song and jumping up and down like crazy. And it's an experience that is overpowering if you're not in the hardcore, and just joyous and fabulous if you are. You know, and sort of on the edge between one and the other, so it wasn't the perfect night for me. People were a little too close and too pumped for that, but it was good. Now, my additional note has to do with the discussion a couple weeks ago of the Wrens and the fact that we've been waiting either 13 or 14, maybe soon to be 15 years for the next Wrens album. I know no one believes this, but it is actually still in production. It does exist, and it will come out at some point. I believe that. I'm not sure why I believe it, but I believe it. I actually think it's going to come out sometime in 2018, and right now I'd just like to say it is my top record for 2018, if it comes out. I think it's very easy to say that right now, so there's just no question about it. Unfortunately, it did not make the list for 2017, just as it didn't make the list for 2016, 2015, 2014, 2013, etc., etc., etc. But we live in hope. And now back to the 2017 list. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, David. That was great. So I've got a couple of bands that are late 2017 discoveries that are worthy. The first one is called Gingerlees, and this is apparently a Brooklyn band that has been around for a while. And I think I've seen this a couple other times when there's a band and there will be a video of them or a single or something that is like, you know, 3 years old or something. And you're thinking, man, what was this band doing for all that time? You know, that so much time passed before they put out their proper full-length album. So I'm not sure, but whatever these people did, they put together a really solid album. It's the self-titled album by Gingerlees, and let's play some of it. Let's start with, I'm going to go late on the album, number 9, called Purple Sunshine. That's Gingerlees. I've seen their music described as power pop or dream pop, and it's kind of power dream pop, right? Very well done, though, I think, and the album is really consistent. It's a concise 10 songs and 29 minutes, and it's a fun listen. So here's another track. Let's go with number 2, called Playgrounds.
Yeah.
Gingerlies from the self-titled album. That was Playgrounds. So we're going to play one more that's also good. It's track 5 called Let Down. Gingerlies, good album. Check it out. All right, one more on this week's abbreviated podcast. This is, we're going to go to Melbourne, and somewhere approximately down the street from Nicholas, there are these people hanging out, and they've got a band called the Stroppies. And it's kind of cool. Definitely has that Australian sound. I'm not sure if Nicholas would agree. I think he would agree that there's a sound to this that... you know, you're not going to listen to this and say that that's like a band from middle America or something. I think their sound kind of identifies their locale to some extent. And it's pretty cool. One of our listeners told us about it, and we're glad. We're glad he did. So this is a short thing. It's self-titled. It's 7 songs, and it's just under 20 minutes. So straight into the point. So let's play some. Here's track 3, No Joke.
Fire decree. I looked at the man.
The Strappies. I think we can call that Australian Jangle Pop. Can we call it that? I think I will. All right. Here is track 5, Courtesy Calls. Strappies, Nicholas's neighbors in Melbourne. All right, before we leave abruptly to prepare our top 10 lists, let's play one more from the Strappies. This is number 6, Celebration Day. Strappies. All right, there you go. Two late-breaking podcast-worthy bands. So that's it. Gotta go. Work on that top 10 list. We'll talk to everybody again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night. You can subscribe to the Will's Band of the Week podcast using iTunes or any other podcast app. All of our podcasts are also available directly on our webpage, willsband.net. You can contact us directly by email to willsband@yahoo.com, on our Facebook page, or on Twitter at Will's Band. The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you every week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.